Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Hey, it is Friday, and it is the Friday before a big weekend. Happy Memorial Day to all of you. And with us, as he is each and every Friday, is Jeff Pitts. He's the managing editor of City View Magazine. He is in to talk about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week on account of he is from City View, and they know what's going on. What is going on, Jeffrey? Welcome.
It's Memorial Day weekend.
It is. So as I was telling someone earlier this morning, you know, it's only like three more working days until Tuesday. And, you know, the programming note, the Business News Hour is not on Monday because of the holiday, because markets are closed. But we will be posting all kinds of things. And I've got an interview to do with a couple of women on a Monday morning. So, yeah. So there's my holiday plan.
I hear you.
Media.
At least you have a plan.
Well, you know, it's just one day rolls into the next. Thank goodness.
That's kind of my setup.
Yeah, I know.
I don't plan this to, I just go. Just go, wake up, and figure it out.
Right, there you go. Well, you've got probably tons of things going on. You know, that's another thing. So I was making some phone calls for a client of mine earlier today. Nobody's in. I mean, you know, it's Friday before a long holiday. Sayonara, bye.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it is. But no, not you and I. We're still working, man.
We're working.
All right.
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah, exactly, right? You know, America depends on the media, and that's what we do. And, you know, so without further ado, let's get into it. What do you got going on in the metro, Jeff Pitts, this weekend?
Yeah, first and foremost, there's a Cubs game tonight.
Yeah.
So,
fireworks tonight? Friday nights, they usually
It's Friday, so there should be fireworks. That's right. There will be fireworks.
All right. Who are they playing tonight?
You know, I don't have it in front of me. I just happen to know they're playing.
Probably
I don't know why it's not on my list. But
it's a goofy team from someplace.
I know they're playing because we're having a company outing there tonight. I won't be there, but.
Oh, really? Well, I'll go for you.
Yeah? Yeah, show up. Yeah, I'm sure they'll welcome you.
yeah. Oh, me?
Yeah, that'd be a good time, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
So the Cubs are playing tonight. They're doing well this year so far, but it's early. And then opening today, Friday. Now, Adventureland's already open, but the water park portion of the park opens today.
Boy, that should be really busy. You know, 49 degrees in the water.
Is that what it's going to be?
Yeah.
It's not how you draw it up, is it?
No.
I hope it's heated. Hope that way it pool's heated.
Yeah. Well, take your ice skates, kid.
What a bummer. You know, I would not want to run a business that's just completely dependent on weather.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I have friends that look forward to the Memorial Day or Labor Day holiday because they're going to their beach cabin or whatever, and you know, skiing or water boat or whatever they do. And, you know, invariably, the weather is awful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You go, oh, well, there you go.
That's the way it works.
Yeah, so Adventureland Water Park opens this weekend.
Today.
Nice.
And there'll be plenty of 100-degree days, I'm sure.
So. I'm sure, yeah.
You can't beat a water park in a 100-degree day.
That's right.
That is, when you're a kid, that is the best thing.
All we need tomorrow is another 52 degrees, and we'll be there.
Halfway there.
All right. Look at the bright side.
Tonight at Wells Fargo Arena, Extreme Fighting arrives. So this is the indoor or the cage, the XFC Ultimate Fighting stuff.
Yeah. That's
Extreme Fighting Championships 44.
You know, I would imagine there's a lot more people involved in that sport. I mean, we were talking off mic about how people are, you know, just road rage is like everywhere.
Yeah.
And so I imagine, you know, it'd be kind of, you know, they probably have more more physical fighters because there's a lot of folks that are just ticked off about stuff. So
they need to get it out and get right. take that aggression out behind the cage.
Right. Yeah. Cage match. All right. That's tonight. Wells Fargo Arena.
Yeah. And it's a pretty big event, I think. So it'll be good.
Got it.
Also this weekend. Now this is what I'm looking for. This is probably the highlight of the weekend in my view.
All right.
Night Ranger, Skid Row, and Great White are coming to Boone County, Iowa.
Night Ranger, Skid Row, and who?
And Great White. Great White. Remember Once Bit, Twice Shy?
Yeah.
Is from that... like probably late 80s, early 90s.
Sure, I remember that.
Skid Row, like 18 in life. I almost started singing, but I'm not going to.
So this is going to be in Boone?
Yeah, Boone, Iowa. This is at the Seven Oaks Recreation facility in Boone. This got is it. The Boone, Iowa River Valley Festival.
You got music play. Going on.
Those are big time bands right there. Those are no
lightweights.
No slouches, right?
Got it. All right.
I would love to go. I mean, those bands, you know, that was
well, they
kind of my
to
formative
you,
years. Just singing those lyrics brings back a happy, happy memory. But
you're not going to go? Did. You're not going?
No.
Okay. Well, take Emma. Yeah. She'd love it.
She would love it. Yeah, she would love it.
She'd be dancing.
Sister Christian, don't tell me you love me. Close your eyes. I mean, these are
classics.
Yeah.
All right. So we're giving props to Boone, Iowa for Saturday night.
Yeah, they landed some big talent. That'll be neat.
Is it Saturday night or all day Saturday?
It's all weekend. The festival's all weekend. Those bands play, I think, on Saturday night.
Got
yeah.
it. Okay. All right. Night Ranger, Skid Row, and Great White. Boone, yeah. Iowa, ladies and gentlemen. Go.
Be there, be square. Downtown Farmers Market returns. Food vendors return this weekend.
Yep. I saw that in the news release.
Betcha.
So, yeah,
that'll be good. It's been going on for a couple weeks, and it's getting, you know, they're starting to relax things. Kind of grow it back into what it was.
There you go.
Iowa Barnstormers play Saturday. So they lost to Duke City Gladiators last week.
Did we ever figure out where in the hell Duke City is?
I never did Google it, no.
The Duke City Gladiators?
If you had to guess, where would it be? It's got my guess it's somewhere fairly close.
Yeah.
I'm going to Google it right now.
I never have heard of Duke City. I have no idea where in the world that would be.
Albuquerque.
What?
Albuquerque is Duke City.
Albuquerque, New Mexico?
Unless there's another.
How stupid is that?
It says here, the city is nicknamed Duke City. Does that have to do with, was John Wayne the Duke? Who was the Duke?
John Wayne was the Duke. His birthday was this past week, as a matter of fact. His last name was really Morrison.
Really?
Marion Robert Morrison, I believe, or Robert Marion Morrison. Yeah. So that's why they changed his name to John Wayne. But born in, of course, Winterset. Duke City, the Cubs used to play the Albuquerque Isotopes, I think they were.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, but we're not doing that anymore. But now we've got a little football action with Albuquerque. All right. Well, who are the Barnstormers playing Saturday night?
Not Duke City.
They're playing
the Bismarck Bucks.
Oh, boy. We hate them. Is it B-U-C-K-S?
Yeah, B-U-C-K-S.
All right. Mm-hmm. A little football.
Yeah, not the pirate. This is the
right.
animal.
All right. I got it. Bismarck Bucks. We hate them. All right.
If it was B-U-C-S, would your feelings be different?
No, I'd still hate them. Yeah, I have no time for Bismarck Bucks. Come on into the well and get yourself beat.
Let's see here. How about this one? Saturday night, Ballet Des Moines is doing a second outdoor performance, collaborating with Max Wellman and the Iowa Stage Theater Company for a Midsummer Night's Swing at Waterworks Park.
Wow. Max
That's
Wellman.
That's a lot of collaboration.
That's a lot of stuff. So we got the ballet. You got Max Wellman.
Yep.
And what else?
the Iowa Stage Theater Company. So they're, you know, they're
That would be kind of interesting.
It sounds like a, you know, a musical version of the Midsummer Night's Swing, it's called.
Yeah, I tell you, Max Wellman is everywhere. I mean, everywhere.
Yeah.
He's got it going on, man. He really does.
Talented.
Oh, yeah. Super talented guy. I can't say enough about him. We had this discussion a couple of weeks ago. I remember when he was at Roosevelt High School, for crying out loud. Now he's 30. Mm-hmm. So, all right, Max. Nice. Saturday night.
So, looks like Sunday night, music at Haynes Park in Altoona. For Music in the Park.
Altoona's,
so this is like one of those, you know, community events where they have weekly. It's, I don't know that it's weekly, but it's
right. Yeah, it's
fairly regular.
Right. And yeah,
this is Altoona's version of concert series Music in the Park. Should be good.
Nice. Go to Altoona.
Go to Altoona. Listen to Music in the Park.
Yeah, and then you know, head over to the water park before or after.
Yeah, well, you know, the music in the park's probably later in the day, so it's...
Well, you can dry off.
Go to the water park first.
Right, yeah, go to the water park first, then you can, you know, dry off.
Of course, after a day at the water park, I am completely wiped out.
I know, yeah. All right, Music in the Park.
Sun and swimming. There's something about that mixture that just...
Well, you don't have to worry about the sun. There's not going to be any sun, so...
You know. That's taken care of.
Yeah, don't worry about it. You can go.
Let's see, what else do we have here? Johnson Farmers Market is on Tuesday. That's back. All the farmers markets are back, so I think they're all back by now.
Yep.
So get out and get to those. That's an Iowa favorite. There's outdoor yoga going on at Common. I'm going backwards here, so this is out of order. Sundays starting this month. Outdoor yoga at the Commons at Cal's Commons downtown.
Got it.
Could be fun. Doing yoga
on the cement.
In the heart of downtown Des Moines.
On the cement.
Outside.
Yeah.
Bring
it back. So when we bike through Waterworks Park, and they used to have on Saturdays yoga in the park, and there would be, you know, dozens of people there with their little yoga mats. Doing the praying mantis or whatever they do, and it's always quite fun just to kind of stop for a moment and watch them yoga.
For sure.
Yeah. So there you go. If you live at the Plaza downtown Des Moines, you can look out your balcony towards Cole's Commons and watch them yoga. Yeah.
Right. Have you ever do yoga? I'm not taking you for much of a yoga.
No,
person.
I'm not. No.
I did it for a while. There was the gym I was working at, and they had free classes or whatever. It's good. It's a good workout. Calms you down. Puts you in a good mood.
I need to do that then.
You need that mood.
Oh, yeah, I need. Yeah, I'm always in a grumpy mood, so I need to do that.
I find that hard to believe.
No. Ask my bride. She will attest. You're always so grumpy. I know. It's just kind of the way I am.
Can't change who you are.
All right, so we got yoga.
I'm doing yoga anyway.
All right.
So Wednesday, the Principal Charity Classic starts at the Connor Club. This is the pro golfing event with the big time names, pro golfing names coming through.
Right.
Earning money for charity. They raised $6.7 million, it said last year, even with the canceled event in 2020.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Just send us money. You don't have to golf. Just send us money. Wow. That is impressive.
So that's good. And so they'll be back on this. I don't think it's at full capacity, but it's I think it's expanded. I think they exhausted, you know, their initial offering. And then since things have been loosening up here recently, I think they expanded a little bit. So there might still be something available.
Got it. Okay. Wakanda Golf Club out on Fleur Drive.
That's right. Let's see, also Wednesday, Patricia Hartman and Sarah Ruth bring their classic blues voice to the Goldfinch Room On the Lawn concert series at Stevens Auditorium.
Ah, a little Ames action, huh?
Yeah, and this is a neat thing that's back too. This is a weekly, I think it's weekly, concert series that'll be going on at Stevens Auditorium in Ames. They usually do it in this room called the Goldfinch Room, but for COVID reasons, they're doing it outside on the lawn.
Got it. Okay. Yeah.
They bring in, you know, Iowa. I think it's mostly Iowa talent, and it's a just a nice.
Oh sure, nice opportunity, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Goldfinch Room, or outside rather, at Stevens. Very nice.
Let's see. You want to keep going? We got more on the list here.
But, yeah, give me two more.
How about Zoo Bros going on?
All right, Zoo
starting
Brew.
Wednesday. Yeah, starting Wednesday. Blank so Park this Zoo. Is Chad Elliott we'll be playing along with Pores for Pollinators.
For what?
Pores
for Pollinators.
Pores for Pollinators. I think it's a band name with Chad Elliott.
Okay.
So. This is the zoo's biggest fundraiser of the year. It's a weekly event.
Right.
It's called Zoo Brew. They you know, it costs $19,000 a day to care for the animals.
It's just incredible.
Lost a ton of money last year because of the COVID thing.
Right.
And so there is a need. It's a 21-plus event, but it is a big deal for them. So.
That's going to be on Wednesday, Zoo Brew, Blank Park Zoo. Go.
Starts Wednesday.
Go. Yep. Yeah, that's great.
What else? How
one
about
more.
You know, this one is interesting. Clive Public Library is hosting an author series. They're bringing in Joy Neal Kidney. It'll be there Wednesday. She'll discuss her work. Celebrates the preservation of history through letters, photos, and family records. As a historian in Iowa, Kidney brings a unique perspective to the events of Iowa's past.
Got it. A historian at the Clive Library.
That's right.
All right.
Wednesday, June 2nd. Got reading.
All right. That's a wrap because we got to go. We're out of time.
Out of time.
Out of time. Yeah. As Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for doing this, Jeff. Always a pleasure to speak to you. You kind of helped me alleviate my grumpy mood. And
good.
Yeah, see? There's a reason for this.
By the way, there's a lot to do this summer. I just finished the summer arts and entertainment issue for City View, and it's
jam
a big one.
Yeah,
there's a ton of stuff going on.
I was reading the Fuhrer's daily newsletter, and Shane was saying that you know, it's just like jam packed, all kinds of stuff to do in the Greater Des Moines Metro. So
let's not call it the.
Well, he's the benevolent overlord.
There we go.
And, So he was saying that it was just like jam-packed, all kinds of things going on.
Yeah, there's a ton of things going on. It's like 10,000 words, which is
big
issue. Lots of stuff. It'll be on the racks first Thursday of the month.
First Thursday of the month, ladies and gentlemen. City View Magazine. All right, Jeff, thanks so much for doing this, man.
Hey, thank you.
All right. That is Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, the managing editor for City View Magazine. We've got to get out of here because it's nigh on to time. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chapper Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.